This is Erica with the Council Billboard update for Sunday, January 3rd. Tonight, Circus of Power at Limelight. Tuesday, January 5th, DDT at Limelight. Sunday, January 10th, Valentine's Balloon at Limelight. Thursday, January 14th, the B-52s at Radio City Music Hall. Friday, January 15th, Zoe Muses at Maxwell's and the B-52s at Radio City Music Hall. Saturday, January 16th, Mike Stern at IMAX. Sunday, January 17th, Wayne Dance at Limelight. Friday, January 22nd, Led Zeppelin, Justin, Flowerhead, and Supreme Love Gods at Roseland. Saturday, January 22nd, Olatunji at IMAX. Sunday, January 24th, Erratics at Limelight. And Tuesday, January 26th, Sweet Lizard Ilkhead at Limelight. Concert Billboard can be heard weekdays, 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and at midnight. If you have any questions, call the station at 632-6901 and stay tuned to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
Have reached 632-6901 has been changed. The new number is.
reached the Northwest Knights information hotline for January 2nd. We are chartered by the national headquarters of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan in Harrison, Arkansas. For a free copy of issue 361 of the Truth at Last newspaper, which is the news suppressed by the Daily Press, please write to us at Northwest Knights Regional Office, Post Office Box 111922, Tacoma, Washington 98411. Don't forget to boycott Or Ida Foods and all other companies who finance the enemies of white Christian America. We would like to thank all of those who donated to the Northwest Knights during the past year and who made this telephone message and our organizational efforts possible. We also reiterate our commitment to working with all sincerely motivated white Christian patriots in the Pacific Northwest and the rest of the country. We support all patriots who are lifting up the banner of racial revival over our nation. The Knights of the Ku Klux Klan will host a rally in Austin, Texas on January 16th and in Denver, Colorado on January 18th. These are in addition to the traditional annual Klan homecoming on January 23rd in historic Pulaski, Tennessee. For further details on these events, call our national headquarters at 501-427-3414. The recent invasion of Somalia by the American military and other New World Order troops is a total outrage and should be stopped. It is a publicity stunt by lame duck President George Bush, which is costing the American taxpayers millions of dollars. ZOG has sent the American military halfway around the world to occupy a sovereign nation on the pretext of so-called peacekeeping and humanitarian relief. This is done while most American cities have violent crime, homelessness, and starving people. It is time to take care of America first. If ZOG and the New World Order can invade Somalia, what other sovereign country can consider itself safe from invasion and neocolonialism? America's best interests are not served by supporting one side or another in Africa's intertribal warfare. Let them solve their own political problems without foreign intervention. We say, bring all American troops home from Somalia. Say no to ZOG and the New World Order. We salute the peaceful division of the artificially created country once known as Czechoslovakia. It is an example of political self-determination and nonviolent ethnic cleansing which should be emulated by others. Thank you for calling. White Victory.
Did you know? The Knights of the Ku Klux Klan is bringing a message of hope and deliverance to America. Did you know that the Knights is the oldest and most professional right Christian, that is, white Christian organization in America? Did you know that members of the Knights come from all sections of the country? And from all walks of life? Did you know that Thomas Robb, the National Director of the Knights, is an ordained Baptist minister? Did you know that the Knights have members in other countries such as Canada, Germany, France, England, etc.? And others. Does the Klan hate Negroes? One of the foremost thoughts in the minds of most people is that the Ku Klux Klan hates Negroes and other non-whites. Some people are so sure of this that they will actually want to join the Klan for this very reason. How disappointed they must be when they find out that the Klan does not hate Negroes. Yes, those who want to join the Klan because they believe the Klan will be fertile ground to promote their hatred toward Negroes quickly learn that the Klan is based on love and not hate. The Klan attempts to be very careful so that the only people that become members are those motivated out of love for our people. Perhaps that may surprise you. Perhaps you have heard or read that the Klan is a hate group. Those anti-white extremists who hate America and our people have given us this label. The reason is because they realize that most people will be turned against the Klan if they think the Klan promotes hatred. The Klan, however, is not a hate group, but we are a love group. We are a love group because we love America and we love our people. The Klan does not believe in slavery and believes that the Negro should have the right to self-determination. Self-determination is the belief that a people should have the right to rule their own affairs. However, the Negro is not being given this opportunity unless it is in the form of oppressing the rights of white people. The Negroes are unaware that they are merely the pawns in a gigantic chess game being played out by internationalists who hate America and our constitutional republic. The Klan, however, also believes in self-determination for white people. If, as we are always told, black majority rule in South Africa is good, why is white majority rule in America bad? White people should not be continually forced to bow and scrape before the demands of Negroes, Jews, Asians, Mexican, and other so-called minorities. What does the Klan believe? To answer this question is much like answering the question, what do Americans believe? The Knights of the Klan believe in love. It is true that the Klan has been labeled by the national media as a hate group. Yet the truth is that we are not the haters. We are the lovers. There is only one thing that the Klan wants our people to do. We want the American people to love their children and help secure a bright and prosperous future for them. Those who are against the Klan are the true haters. Because of their hatred for our children, the eventual outcome of their insane social and financial programs will destroy all that our forefathers gave us. Our children have placed their trust in us to pass this great heritage unto them. We emphasize one requirement for every member of the Knights, and that is that they conduct themselves with Christian character. We want our members to live their lives as honorable, decent, sick, dignified, white people. If you want to act like low-class, white trash, then we don't need you. Question. Don't you know that God made all the different races and colors? Why are you against them? The Klan is not against other races. We agree that the different races were created by God. We are not against anyone because of their skin color. What we oppose is interracial marriage of the races, as this would destroy the separate races created by God. History has firmly established that each race, in order to reach its highest potential, must remain separate. By doing so, each race can fulfill the destiny designed for it by God. Not the Klan, but history has proven that the different races can live in peace only when they remain separate. Racial problems exist only when the races are artificially brought together. Each race creates the kind of society that is best suited for them. The white race creates a society and environment that is best for it. And the Negro creates the kind of society that is natural to them. It is the way of nature. Who are we to tell the Negro that he must adopt our ways and standards? It's like any other law of nature. To go against it, regardless of what loving platitudes are given for an excuse, brings destruction. Remember, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Gutzon Borglum, the patriot that sculptured the likenesses of four presidents on Mount Rushmore, was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. It's true. Look it up. Women hold a very high and exalted position in the eyes of the Ku Klux Klan. We believe that for too many years, women have been held back and not treated fairly in the job market. While we are certainly opposed to the exploitation of women that force them into the workforce and away from their families, the Klan nevertheless believes that women have much which they can contribute. We certainly encourage the contributions which they can make in the areas of science, healthcare, technology, space exploration, and in other areas where their talent may lead them. We do not believe women should be held back, as has been done in the past, by international finance, which has exploited them with low wages, dangerous working conditions, and prevention of career advancement. While we accept the contributions that can be offered by our women, the Klan still believes that our women find their greatest fulfillment as mothers of our children. Strong, healthy, God-fearing, tempered, and loving children do not just happen, but are the product of a caring mother that finds satisfaction and pleasure in the nurturing of her children. Women that are gifted with natural talent, who wish to make a contribution to society, should be allowed. However, no woman should be forced by economic pressures away from her home and her children, as is being done today, by the shambled economy brought upon us by the greedy bankers of international finance. Love, remember. equal time. We believe in giving equal time here in WUSB. And while we gave some time to the Klan to express their views in such eloquent manners, now we're going to give you some time for another group. Actually, not a group so much, but just kind of tactics. Okay, and you might want to jot some of these down because it's something that we're not going to be repeating, mind you, and something that will come in handy, if not for you, then perhaps for future generations or your friends or who knows. All right, 20 ways to deal with Operation Rescue. Okay, having had more than our fill of dealing with Operation Oppress You and other fundy wing nuts and their attacks on clinics, we've compiled this handy list of actions that your affinity group can take the next time they come your way so that we can defeat them easily each time to the point where they break down, plead for forgiveness, and turn pro-choice. Find out and stake out the places that they gather. Follow their buses. Call their hotline numbers and office numbers to get info. Use spies. Crash their all-night prayer vigils / slumber parties. Stink bomb their vigils / slumber parties. Butyric acid is probably the best. Or invite the fire department. Disable their buses, break, etch, or paint windows, glue, or jam locks, / their tires. Find out where their leaders live. Call them. They're usually home around 3 a.m. Pay them midnight visits. Let their neighbors know they live close to a toxic mental waste site. Get everyone you know to come out for clinic defense. Work with the clinic defense groups. If they're too now-like and you can't stomach them, pump them for info. Wear masks because it's a war on against women and these are the front lines. Keep them from exiting their buses. Use their inability to think for themselves against them by targeting, distracting, and shadowing their leaders. Wear boots and your spiked jacket. Consider carrying mace. Use anything from rotten tomatoes to piss balloons on them as they're packed in front of the doors. Watch out for friendlies. Do whatever you can to pull and drag them away and make it as unpleasant as possible for them if they're in front of the doors. Have big signs to hold in front of their gory ones. Enlist the drive-by support, public support with honk for choice signs. Memorize the words to every sperm is sacred. Spontaneous guerrilla theater is usually fun. Remember that the police are not there to help you. Remember the reason why you're out there so early in the morning, to get the women who have scheduled abortions inside of the clinics with as little mental and physical stress as possible. 20 Ways to Deal with Operation Rescue, brought to you as a public service of brain damage. And this comes our way from a publication called Windchill Factor. Actually, both of these come our way. A publication called Windchill Factor, and they can be reached at P.O. Box 81961, Chicago, Illinois, 60681. Get all kinds of fun things in the mail. Get on all kinds of lists. The fun just never ends. Well, good evening. It's brain damage. Actually, good morning. 12:25 a.m. Taking phone calls, 632-6901. We'll get to those in just a couple of minutes. Just got a new Harper's in, which means that somewhere in this Harper's, there must be a Harper's Index. And here it is. Let's see what fun facts we can get out of this. Percentage of Americans who think the world was in better shape 1,000 years ago, 24%. Chances that a Vermont household is heated solely with wood are 1 in 6. Chances that an American whose income dropped below the poverty line last year is white, 1 in 2. Percentage change since 1988 in the number of blacks voting for president, -13. Percentage of TV viewers who say they wouldn't give up watching TV in exchange for any amount of money, 25. And here's an interesting one. Percentage of Super Bowl viewers who do not live in the United States, 89%. 89% of the people who watch the Super Bowl don't even live here. Whew, how do you like that? Average number of crimes against foreigners each day in Germany during the first 6 months of 1992, 8. Average is 8 per day. And perhaps one of the reasons, percentage of Turkish households in Germany that own a Mercedes, 20%. Percentage of German households, 8. Could be just some sheer jealousy there. Number of bicycles for every car in China, 200. Number of the four cats who have lived in the White House since 1933 that were owned by Republicans, 1. 1 out of 4. Number of years since there has been no dog in the White House, 71. For the past 71 years, there has been a dog in the White House. Price of joining the official Madonna fan club, $29. Chances that an American child without health insurance lives in the South, 1 in 2. And finally, votes cast in November for absolutely nobody, a candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Washington, 130,438. And no, he did not win. Okay, we have plus 0 degrees outside. It's that magical time of the year where the Celsius thermometer hits 0, and it's digital, and it says plus 0. It doesn't say minus 0, which it could say. And that, of course, translates to 32 on the Fahrenheit scale. Our weather forecast calls for it to be cloudy overnight, low to mid-20s. Sunday, considerable cloudiness, high around 40. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. And never fails. It's going to warm up again on Monday and start raining. Every time. Every time the moisture comes in, it just gets warmer and it turns to rain. I'm still looking for the culprits. Here's a look at the news. Just hours from now, 4:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Ungodly hour. 4:15 in the morning. President Bush and Russian President Boris Yeltsin are scheduled to sign the START II treaty, reducing U.S. and Russian nuclear arsenals. At a state dinner in the Kremlin Saturday night, Bush toasted Yeltsin, saying he bids farewell to a man for whom he has enormous respect. For his part, Yeltsin called the treaty a joint gift to the people of the earth. At the end of the time,
thank you very much.
Bush raised his glass of vodka, took a small sip,
Russian style.
Threw
yeah.
the glass into the fire.
Both Bush and Yeltsin said they expect, remember, love.
Russian style.
Love, Kevin. Love group, not hate.
No,
all right, you understood that. It's all about love. Both Bush and Yeltsin said they expect President-elect Clinton to pick up where they are leaving off. Bush said Clinton would be a 100% partner for Russia, and Yeltsin said he's confident there will be no lull in the Russian-American dialogue. The U.S. military says it's sending 4,000 fewer troops to Somalia than expected, and turning more of the frontline duties in the war against Somalia's famine over to its allies. That would reduce the U.S. commitment from the 28,000 troops. The Pentagon originally said it would send to 24,000, a reduction made possible by what a spokesman calls the tremendous response of other nations. Meanwhile, in the southern port of Kismayu, a 28-year-old British UNICEF worker was shot and killed. Sean Devereux was the first Western Aid worker to die since troops arrived December 9th. The shooting occurred the day before UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali is to arrive in Somalia to tour Mogadishu and other cities. He will then attend a preliminary peace conference on Somalia in neighboring Ethiopia on Monday. A freezing rain has spread a sheet of ice across the plains states and the Midwest, making driving all but impossible on many roads. The result was countless traffic accidents, some of them deadly. On Friday, two Boeing 737 jets slid off the runway while taxiing at Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma City, causing no injuries but delaying flights. A 45-vehicle pileup in Chicago blamed on icy roads sent 21 people to hospitals, 6 of the victims listed in critical or serious condition. Some sad news. NASA has scuttled its Dante mission to explore the inside of an active volcano at the bottom of the world with a spidery robot after its fiber optic umbilical cord broke. NASA can't even manage to do things here on Earth. A spokeswoman at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. Why are they involved? It's got nothing to do with space. It's here on Earth. Whew. Anyway, a spokesman there said the mission was called off after scientists concluded they couldn't repair the break or ship a new cable to the Antarctic site before severe weather set in. Despite the cable break, which occurred near the robot itself, mission director Dave Lavery calls the effort an unqualified success, whatever that is. He says it demonstrated that scientists could someday control a robot on another planet. But first I have to figure out how to get there. President-elect Clinton will hold talks this coming week with Mexican President Carlos Salinas de Gortari. Clinton's transition staff says Clinton will fly from Little Rock, Arkansas to Austin, Texas next Friday for his meeting with Salinas. Foremost on the agenda will be the North American Free Trade Agreement, recently concluded, which faces a ratification test in Congress. Clinton has said repeatedly that he supports the treaty, but thinks that side agreements are needed to ensure that opening the borders to free trade will not adversely affect American labor and environmental standards. Clinton will be sworn in as president in less than 3 weeks. The Czech Republic and Slovakia, the world's newest nations, have won formal diplomatic recognition from the United States. I guess that's what we're going to call it, the Czech Republic. We can't call it anything else. I mean, can't call it Czech, I guess. But we can call the other one Slovakia. Seems kind of silly to me. But a State Department spokesman says U.S. diplomats went to government offices in both Prague, the Czech capital, and Bratislava, the Slovak capital, on New Year's Day to present their credentials and request formal relations with the two new countries. The action was considered routine since U.S. officials have maintained contacts with officials in both regions leading up to what has been dubbed the Velvet Divorce. The United States was among many countries that maintained consulates in Bratislava that could be upgraded to embassies with the stroke of a diplomatic pen. In Colombia, the second major blow to the guerrilla command in a month, troops have captured the second-in-command of the Maoist-inspired People's Liberation Army. RCN Radio reports soldiers and police acting on a tip surprised the rebel leader, Humberto Javier Calajes Ruz, at a residence on the outskirts of the resort city of Cartagena. Residents hoping to collect a $70,000 reward alerted authorities to the presence of the rebel leader, who's blamed for terrorist attacks, including the kidnapping of a former government minister who died in captivity. Soldiers captured the group's number three man last month. In Dallas, authorities have detonated what they called a powerful pipe bomb found under a seat in a theater showing Spike Lee's film Malcolm X. Officials say the bomb was found in a paper bag by a janitor before the shopping mall theater opened Saturday morning. Federal investigators say a timing device attached to the bomb malfunctioned, preventing what could have been a devastating blast. Asked if people could have been killed by the device, one investigator said more than likely yes. Authorities refused to speculate whether the attempted bombing was racially motivated. When was the last time you heard of a bomb being placed in a G-rated film? The bomb was detonated in the theater parking lot and fragments were sent to an FBI lab for analysis. An Ohio woman who's been exchanging letters with condemned child killer Wesley Allen Dodd says he sent her granddaughter a booklet on how to avoid child molesters. Sandra Clemens of Parma Heights, a Seventh-day Adventist opposed to capital punishment, says she has been writing to condemned killers for about 20 years. Okay, she says Dodd's 9-page booklet arrived from the Washington State Prison in November. How do you get a 9-page booklet when you have to have an even number of pages because, well, it's not funny, it's true. I mean, look at any booklet that's got an even number of pages because, you know, it's two-sided. Unless you sent a one-sided booklet, which would be just a thing for a condemned killer to do, I guess. 9-page booklet, indeed. But anyway, Dodd's 9-page booklet arrived from the Washington State Prison in November and that she read it to her 6-year-old granddaughter. And Dodd is scheduled to be hanged Tuesday in Washington State for strangling or stabbing 3 boys in the Vancouver, Washington area in 1989. Not quite sure which. He'd become the first person executed by hanging in the U.S. since 1965. He's fighting efforts to spare his life, saying he'd rape more children if he got out of prison. That's the news. Here, on Brain Damage. What do you think, Kevin? Unless you're hanging around reading subversive material.
I'm still reading.
Still reading it?
Still reading.
It's good, isn't it?
I'm feeling quite subversive.
It's all about love.
It is.
Not hate.
Well, it is the season.
Not hate, love. Remember that. A lot of people have misjudged a lot of other people around here, you know. Okay, 632-6901. That really is our phone number, area code 516. The program is Brain Damage, and what line should I select first? Should I just go for line one, or should I go for a random one?
Random.
Random?
Random.
Okay. Well, random could still be line one, you know that.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a 1 in 5 chance I'll pick line one.
Well, close your eyes.
How do I randomize?
Close your eyes.
All right.
And I'll direct your hand. Put it over the phone.
Do you know how many buttons are on this phone?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go ahead.
Down more.
How is it random if you're telling me where to put my finger?
Well, it'll be random.
It's like you're just making a decision instead of me.
No, because I can't really tell what you're over. Keep going. Right about there. There you go.
That's.
You hung up on him?
No, I picked a vacant line. You made me pick up one of the office lines.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think that's a good way of doing it. No, I think a better way. Okay, since each line ends in a different number, that we come up with something that how can we do this fairly? We need a number, a random number somehow.
We just hang up on everyone, and the first person will call back.
Okay, we'll take our call letters, WUSB, okay? And add them up? Okay, yeah, okay, that's what we'll do. We'll add up the numbers on the telephone dial for WUSB. How's that? You with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so W is 9, U is 8, so we're up to 17 so far, S is 7, so that's 24, and B is 2, so that's a total of 26. So 26 is our number.
Right.
Right. Now, how do we translate that? Okay, there's only one line here that ends in 6.
That's the one.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Wow, the first caller of 93.
Yeah, well, actually, you're the fourth caller of 93, but you won a little raffle, so so you're the first, really.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you have a horrible hum on your phone.
It's like too close to the radio.
Well, maybe you are. No, I think it's your phone.
Maybe it's my phone.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
What?
What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. What was that about Bush downing the rest Russian style?
He downed the vodka Russian style, which I guess it means chugging it or something.
Since he threw up on the Japanese prime minister,
uh-huh.
What if he took down too much vodka and threw up on Yeltsin?
Well, at least he'd be showing that he's fair and that he doesn't favor one side over the other.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, if he threw up on lots of world leaders, imagine they'd wind up, like, wearing a smock to see him, you know, some sort of plastic covering, because they realized that they shouldn't wear their best suits around him.
Yeah. I got another one to add to that list of Operation Rescue.
Okay.
You find out where the guys who lead the group are.
Okay.
Give them a couple of eggs in case they're baking a cake.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, they'll have some trouble cracking them, I guess, won't they?
Well, I think you understand what I mean.
I'll have to incubate them. Yeah. Well, that must be a problem for them.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's an idea. I'm sure lots of people will...
Well, they can't make eggs out of them, or that'd be wasting a life.
It sure would, yes. I don't know. They have to do something. But, of course, when you give somebody an egg, it's usually already dead. So, you know, when you buy an egg in a store, there's not like a live chicken there.
Yeah, but they'd probably still try.
Yeah. If you could give them a newly hatched egg, now that would be different, but those are hard to get.
How was your New Year?
You give them a lobster. You can buy lobsters in supermarkets, and they're always alive.
Oh, yeah, the ones in the tank with the rubber bands on their clothes.
Yeah, isn't that disgusting how you can't even let them use their claws? Like, they have to live their lives like that.
It'd be like tying your hands together.
Yeah, so you walk into a Operation Rescue place, and you hand them a live lobster.
With rubber bands on their clothes.
Yeah, they take the rubber bands off. That makes it all the harder for them to get away from the beasts.
That's true.
Yeah, how was my New Year's? It was uneventful. Actually, I was in New York City, but I didn't go to the...
Times Square.
No, I walked through there at 7 o'clock at night, and it was jam-packed then. So I figured if 5 hours before the event it was going to be like this, I didn't want to be anywhere near the place when it happened. And I wasn't, which was
I didn't
good.
Get to listen last week. How was your Christmas?
It was pretty uneventful, too. You know, nothing...
Did you get everything you
dramatic.
Wanted?
Yeah, I pretty much got, you know, what I expected. Which is about everything I wanted, I guess.
Could you do me a favor?
What's that?
Could you take a poll tonight?
If I see one.
Well, how about which Amy Fisher movie people are going to watch tomorrow?
Yeah, they're showing both against each other. I've never seen anything like that before. two movies about the exact same thing shown at the same time. And then there was the NBC one last week.
Yeah, I saw that one.
How was that one?
Oh, that was pretty good.
That was supposed to be Amy's story, right?
That was Amy's side of it.
Uh-huh.
And the one on CBS is the Mary Jo's side of it.
Uh-huh.
And the one on ABC is like the media side of the story, with like both sides put together.
I see. So that's supposed to be the true story, right?
Yeah. That, well, from the media accounts.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know why all the fuss about this, you know? Do you think it's all going to go away after this is over?
I don't know. Well, USA is already showing them in reruns.
USA is showing what in reruns?
But you know the USA Network?
Yeah.
They already like have the rights to show reruns to the ABC version. No, the CBS version.
I don't believe it.
So they're going to be running the reruns next Sunday.
That's incredible. I don't know. I don't know what it is. We're the official Amy Fisher radio station. I just want you to know that. But we said it first, so that makes it true.
Well, you are now.
Yeah. Well, she was within our listening range, so...
Maybe she called up once.
We may have been her favorite radio station.
You'll have to ask her.
Well, we can just assume it, because she might say no. That's kind of risky to ask her, so... I think we are, and I think we'll say that from now on.
Instead of the first radio station in the 90s?
Yeah, because there's lots of radio stations in the 90s now.
Yes, but you're the first.
Yeah, we were the first, but, you know, we can't be the first anymore because, it's, you know, we're in the 90s. We're well into the 90s. It's 1993, for God's sake.
That's true.
1993, wow.
Yeah, hard to believe we got four years of Clinton coming up. Joy.
Yeah, that's going to be an adventure, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you doing teleconferencing tonight?
Well, I will do teleconferencing, but I really, you know, you got a bad hum there. And everybody's going to complain about it if I connect you to them.
I never got a hum before when I was on teleconferencing.
Uh-huh. Well, you think you can call right back?
I don't know. Can I call the other number?
Yeah, I'll open up the other one, and I'll let you call in first since you obviously know what it is.
Okay.
And I'll announce what it is over the air.
Okay, I'll hang up now then. Call right back.
Okay. And while he's calling back, I will announce that the other lines are being opened, and they are 632-6500. And we'll open those lines up for teleconferencing as well. Okay, let's see who else is out there. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric. What's up?
How you doing? Not much.
I'm here sick with a cold.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, there are colds going about, I understand. I already had my fill of them, though, for this
year. I think I'm sick because I went last night to, not last night, New Year's Eve to Times Square.
Oh, you were in Times Square?
Yeah.
What part were you in?
Right in front of where the, you know, like where the street divides.
Right in front of number one Times Square?
Yeah.
You're right there. What time did you get there?
5:30.
5:30? So you stood around for 6.5 hours to watch some lights coming down.
Well, actually, no. We were just hanging out, and then we came back out.
Uh-huh.
You weren't, like, in the cold, you know, for 6 hours.
Well, it wasn't very cold. It was extremely warm, actually.
About 56 degrees?
Yeah, 56. It's ridiculous for December 31st.
But I think I'm sick.
Well, I think it's all the changing temperatures that get people sick. We should demand cold weather and snow because fewer people get sick. It's a fact.
Yeah, no, it hasn't snowed yet.
No, but it rains all the time. It gets cold, and then it, you know, it clouds up, gets warm, and rains, and then it gets cold again.
Yeah, and then you go out, like, with shorts and no jacket, and then you get sick the next day.
Yeah. I mean, your body doesn't know what to make of that.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
So, Eric, your New Year's was, like, what, like, just regular?
Well, I was wandering around New York City, but, you know, I just wandered through there and took a look at it. I've seen it once before.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, once you've seen it once, you pretty much know what it's like.
Yeah, that was my first time.
Yeah, so I kind of did other things instead.
Yeah, that's cool.
Stopped and visited some people and, you know. Went my merry way.
Yo, Eric, what do you think about that couple that left their two daughters home?
Ah, the Home Alone couple. That's an interesting story. Getting quite a bit of publicity. The people that went to Acapulco. Yeah, it was pretty nutso. Yeah, it was pretty insane situation there. But you wonder. If the kid had not called 911 to report a smoke detector going off, nobody would have ever known.
That's true.
Nobody would have ever known. It could be happening right now. It could be happening next door to you.
They couldn't, like, I don't understand. They couldn't find them a babysitter, you know, like another relative to take care
of them. Yeah, it seems like all they had to do was make a phone call and get somebody to watch their kids. So I don't know why it was such a big deal to do that.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, damn, these people are sick.
But, you know, it all goes to show, if it's a mistake, it's funny. as in the film. But if it's, you know, on purpose, and it's not funny.
Yeah, like if it's intentional.
Like when that guy, I think it was in Connecticut, left his kid on top of his car in a little baby seat and drove around with it because he forgot to put the kid in the car.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that.
Yeah, that was funny because it was an accident. But if he did that, you know, to teach the kid a lesson or something like that, that wouldn't be funny because that would be, you know, on purpose.
It would have been like murder.
Yeah. Now, here's something I don't understand. I saw Home Alone for the first time. I saw it only a couple of weeks ago. I saw Naked Lunch and then I saw Home Alone because I figured that was a good combination. And, you know, I just wanted to see what the most popular film of all time what was like. And I really don't understand why it's so popular. I mean, I thought, you know, I thought the burglars were funny. I thought those guys were funny, but I thought the kid wasn't funny at all. And, in fact, it took the film a good hour and 10 minutes to even get funny. My question is, you got this film Home Alone 2, okay? What possible excuse do those parents have for leaving their kid alone a second time? What possible excuse do they have for you know, being responsible parents? Did you see the film?
You didn't see part two?
No, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain to me, how did these parents manage to do this a second time? Very, very quickly, though.
I don't know.
You don't know? Did you see the film?
Yeah, but I wasn't really, I really didn't pay for it, you know, like, I snuck in.
All right, but you still saw it, even if you didn't pay for it. The thing is, look, we're talking about potential child abuse here, you know? Oh, yeah, they may be fictitious characters, but does that mean we shouldn't care about them?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that little kid's a brat. We all know it, but...
Look at all the money he's making.
Yeah, but the fictitious kid isn't making any money. Fictitious kid is a victim.
Yeah.
Are we going to stand up for victims or not?
Not.
Oh, so we're hypocrites, right?
Yes, we are.
As soon as somebody moves into, say, a printed book... Or, you know, onto the big screen or onto the TV set, then they no longer exist as human beings in our mind.
I know, it's the characters.
Terribly sad, that is.
Eric.
Yes.
Well, put me on a teleconference?
Oh, that's what you really want, isn't it? Okay, well, we'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
And you'll be the first person to be on teleconferencing once we find a teleconference for you. So please, hold on. Let's, put him... Okay, we put him over there. All right, and right away we're going to have a problem here because I don't know what that phone number is. I honestly don't know what that phone number is. Oh, boy. Well, we're going to have fun tonight, folks. Let's put it that way. Okay, I've got to keep track of him over there, and then I'll go back down over here. Good morning. Anybody there? Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
How was your New Year's?
It was okay.
Eh?
But I've already said that three times, so I'm not going to say
anymore.
I know,
but like...
It was pretty good. I'll just say it's all right.
Yeah, I had a party here, and it kind of like got out of hand.
What happened?
Ooh, well, my mom was here, and it's supposed to be a dry party, right?
Uh-huh.
And like, kind of like two bottles of vodka snuck in.
Really?
About 20 beers.
20 beers just kind of walked in, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what was the end result of all this?
Nothing. It's luckily.
Yeah?
It was okay.
Did everybody get home safely?
Yeah. Well, the only bad thing about it is one of my neighbors complained because someone went to their house and stole all their Christmas lights off their trees.
Well, you know, it's about time they took them down anyway, don't you think?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, there's a rumor going around about Ozzy Osbourne retiring.
Mercy. Ozzy Osbourne retiring? Is that legal?
I don't know. This is what I hear.
How can he retire? What's he going to do? Play shuffleboard or something? I mean, Ozzy Osbourne, you're just going to be Ozzy Osbourne for the rest of your life, and there's nothing much you can do about that.
Yeah?
I don't think it's physically possible for him to retire. I don't see how.
I don't know. I just heard that as a rumor, but,
uh-huh.
You know, I was like...
Yeah, where did you hear it?
Oh, one of my friends read it in a paper.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which one, but he went to one of the concerts, mm-hmm. And I think he said something that it'll be his last concert, so... I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. My friend wants to start an Ozzy Osbourne club.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, I don't get what he wants. Like, what should he do? And
well, you know, all you need is one person to start a club, really.
Yeah.
And he might even be sued by Ozzy Osbourne. Think of it that way.
Yeah, that could be true. Well, he's like a really diehard loyal Ozzy Osbourne fan.
Yeah. Well, those are the best kind.
I don't want to take up any more people's time, so can you put me on teleconference?
All right, I'm going to have to ask your name and the other person's name as well so I can keep track of you all.
All right, I'm Jim from Smithtown.
Jim from Smithtown. Okay,
this town. Home of the only single-screen theater I know of.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, most theaters these days are about 8 theaters in length.
Isn't there one in East Northport, though?
Is there? There is. Okay, I'm told there's one in East Northport as well. That's very good to know.
Okay.
All right, so there's two places to go. 75-cent theaters? How did they survive? I don't know. Okay, we're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
All right, so hold on. All right, he's on hold there. Are you still on hold here?
Yep.
All right, what's your name?
Jimmy from Bayshore.
Jimmy from Bayshore.
Yep.
Okay, so we got Jimmy from Bayshore. You're about to be joined by Jim from Smithtown.
All right.
Can you handle somebody with the same first name?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Okay, are we both together here?
Hello, Jim.
Okay, you guys talk away, and we're going to take another phone call. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
I was hoping Matt would be there, because I wanted to play a song, a tape from his show, and I wanted to see if he could guess it, what it is.
Well, I haven't seen Matt in a long time, but...
Okay, well, maybe you could guess it.
You can try, but...
Okay, first, I want to say hi to Scott, Brian, and Andrea, if they're listening, and my other friends that are listening. They know who they are.
The anonymous ones.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You leave those people on. They don't know what to say. Okay. We got him. We got him good. Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
New Year's Eve, I was like at a diner, you know, we're all having dinner.
Yeah?
Then my cousin brings up this story. How the people who work in birth control places are purposely making them defective. Because he knows someone who works there, and they told him that they were purposely making them defective. Like, every fourth one.
You talk about condoms, I assume.
Yeah, they're, like, deliberately doing it, and they think it's, like, a joke.
Uh-huh. How do you purposely make something like that defective?
I don't know. I guess they, like, rip it or something.
Well, I think you'd notice something like that, and,
It's like a pinhole or something.
That sounds like... I mean, where'd you hear this?
My cousin, who knows someone who works in one of the places.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I couldn't believe that. I was like...
I don't believe it, to be honest.
You never know. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I have to tell you something about a kid in my school.
You do, huh? Okay, go ahead.
There's a true story. You can't... Don't...
If you're going to say don't spread it around, I should advise you not to talk about it on the radio.
Don't spread it around. You just got to believe me.
I'll believe you. Fine.
There's this kid in my school. I'm not even going to say where I'm from.
All right, fine.
Those who recognize the voice, they know who it is, but that's it. This kid, he's into necrobestiality.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Well, now we know where you're from. But go ahead, yeah.
You understand what that means?
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't understand, it's having intercourse, sexual intercourse with dead animals.
It's an interesting twist on things. I mean, I've heard of necrophilia, I've heard of, you know, bestiality, and a combination of the two is kind of interesting.
Isn't that sick?
Yeah. How about, you know, child animals? Wait, which would you put first?
Oh, this is...
Necrobestiality?
Necropedobestiality.
I mean, it gets kind of...
Baby animals.
Yeah, of the same sex. Huh?
Homo.
We don't mean to make light of this, but it just kind of naturally happens.
I mean, what do you think the hell is wrong with this kid?
Well, I mean, he also seems to be quite public about it, too, because, you know, I mean, what does he wear?
Only two or three
button
people
or something?
Know.
Well, who says anything's wrong with it?
Yeah, I mean, how do you know? Maybe this is something that's completely normal, and because it's never come up before, nobody knows that. Huh? Did you ever ask your parents?
I don't know. You're getting into Freud, you know?
No, I don't believe in Freud at all. I just think, you know, I think you should ask maybe, you know, your guidance counselor or something.
My guidance counselor?
They probably have a pamphlet as to how to maximize your experiences and all that kind of thing.
I just thought that was kind of gross. I mean, someone was, like, right there, and they I don't know if they saw the kid, but it's true, and when you confront him with it, he doesn't put up a fight.
What kind of animals?
I don't know. I guess it was like a dog or something. I'd probably guess. You know, what other kind of animal?
Well, where do you find dead dogs?
I couldn't. I don't know that.
A lot of people have been asking me that recently. Yeah, it seems to be like a shortage.
I don't know that.
Well, roadkill comes in handy, though.
Yeah, but doesn't it get kind of... Well, never mind. But the thing is...
But how could they refuse?
they, well, obviously they can't, and it's an interesting question. How can they refuse? Boy. But the thing is, as long as it's safe, all right, you know.
Safe sex, yeah.
It is safe, right?
Safe sex, yeah.
That's, you gotta just make sure about that.
Actually, it's pretty perfect.
Well, it is, really. There's really no way you can cause any kind of inconvenience to the... it's interesting. I'll just leave it at that. Any other revelations for us?
No, just that's it.
That's it, huh?
That's my story.
Okay, well, that's quite a story.
Okay, all right, before you hang up, can I get on teleconference?
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike from where?
I can't say.
Mike from I can't say. Okay. So we got, all right, hold on a second, I'll hook you up. I don't know if these guys know what they're getting into. Okay, Jimmy and Jim, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're about to be joined by Mike, who can't say where he's from.
Is he from Hopog?
I don't know, he didn't say. But you can ask him that as during your private conversation with him that you will be now connected with, so hold on. As we find... Where is he? He's over there. He says to me, lights blinking. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, can I say one thing also?
Yeah, before I connect you, say one thing.
All right, I'd like to say hi to my friend Samantha in Northport.
Okay. You realize, of course, that gives us a clue as to where you are, because...
I know, this has nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, if you were in New Jersey, you probably wouldn't have a friend in Northport, would you?
I met her through teleconference.
Ah, good answer. Okay, hold on. Okay, three of you should be connected now, right?
Mike, you on?
Yeah.
Yo, Eric.
Yo.
Put Matt on from 6500 on.
How do you know he's there?
Because he was the first one that called you. He had the hum in his phone.
Okay, we're gonna try, but
right.
There's several people on that line, so he might not be the first.
All right.
Okay. Now they're all on hold there. Let's go to another line. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Dude.
What are you on, a cordless?
Nah. I'm on the cool phone. Yo.
I see. Okay.
I can do one better than that kid's friend.
Somehow, it doesn't surprise me.
I'm into mono necrophysiology.
What, spell that?
Mono.
Mono?
M-O-N-O. One. Uni.
Well, wait a minute. How many did he say he was?
Does that mean the same animal over and over?
Yep.
Oh, well, you're faithful, and I guess that's all that means.
In the commitment, dude.
You believe in commitment. Well, you're kind of old-fashioned in that way.
Yeah, it's all right, though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure many of our old-timers would find value in that.
So what's up with you?
Just getting a lot of weird phone calls.
Yeah, these people are sick.
They're pretty weird, yeah. I think it's got something to do with the water.
The rain. Yo, I got this fucking... Oh, shit.
Good morning.
Oh, I can't believe you just slipped with that one.
Hey, I didn't slip.
Oh, he slipped.
Yeah, well, people slip all the time. Sometimes people fall through the ice. Yeah, people fall through the ice, sometimes they drown.
Okay, that teleconference that's going right now?
Yeah, it's a hot teleconference, isn't it?
Yeah, I was on with all those kids already, and I was on when Mike met Samantha on teleconference.
Wait, you mean our teleconferences have been responsible for people meeting each other?
Well, I was there. I was on the one where all those people who are on now, Jim, Jimmy, and Mike... And Matt was there, and then you brought Samantha in.
It's kind of like a reunion.
Right, I mean, it's all the same people.
So it sounds like you want to be part of that again, huh?
No, I don't want to be a part of that again.
It didn't quite work out for you, did it?
No, it didn't quite work out for me. It was too loud with them.
Yeah, well, you can start your own, or you can just talk on the radio, which is kind of nice, too.
Talk on the radio.
Yeah.
Let's see, I was just listening to my CD player in the background while I'm listening to you. On Dead Puppies was on, just as that first caller came in about...
Ogden Nash, right? No, wait, is that... Ogden somebody. Ogden Etzel, is that it? Who does that song? Dead Puppies.
I don't know.
Do you know who does that?
Barnes?
No, it's not Barnes and Barnes. Caller?
No.
Are you there?
So they did Fish Heads.
Yeah, they did Fish Heads. Who does Dead Puppies?
Alice Cooper.
Not Alice Cooper.
I don't know. I can't find the cover.
John Denver.
Well, if you take the CD out, it'll say on the CD, won't it?
The Dr. Demento reunion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but he didn't do it.
No, but it's like a reunion of all, like, 20th anniversary reunion thing of all, like, whacked out, you know, Funny Farm music.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard.
Okay. So anyway, you were playing your CD in the background. Is there a story behind this?
Background, and I'm listening to Dead Puppies just as that call came in. I thought that was rather amusing.
Well, yeah, this proves that fate is always there.
Yeah.
For this fickle finger or whatever.
So, what else was there? Everyone's sick, including me.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of sickness going around.
Yeah, I think you started it.
Well, I was sick several weeks ago. I'm fine now.
All your fault, the radio virus. We're all catching it from you.
You can catch things both over the telephone and over the radio. But radio viruses affect a lot more people because the waves, they pass right through you. Whereas the telephone, you have to physically connect yourself. And you have to pick up the telephone.
Hmm.
So if you don't pick up the telephone, you won't get a telephone virus. But you can get radio viruses without ever knowing it. And it doesn't matter if you're inside. It doesn't matter if you're outside. It does matter if you're down in the basement.
What
you won't get very good
reception
down there. No, you see, it doesn't matter what you wear, unless you wear lead or something like that, because it's still going to, the waves are still going to reach you. And those of you that carry around beepers, too, should know this, because your beeper goes off no matter where you are, no matter what you're wearing, and it's because the radio waves find you. Now, if you get the viral radio waves, they work in much the same way as an FM wave. They will travel line of sight for about 40 or 50 miles, and If you happen to be susceptible to those particular waves, you will become a victim of them.
Is that similar to getting an ear infection from phone sex?
No, because again, that's something that you have voluntarily done yourself. You've put the phone next to your ear and done all kinds of things there. But you see, the radio viral waves have no concern as to, you know, who has connected or who hasn't. It just pretty much hits everybody. But, you know, don't blame us. The commercial stations have much more power and obviously much more potency. So if you do get sick, it's probably as a result of a commercial viral radio wave, not ours.
Oh, okay.
The FCC regulates all this, and you can look it up.
Good to know that the KKK is full of love.
Yeah, love. Remember that. I mean, I bet you never knew that before.
No, I really never knew that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, we exist to bring out the truth.
Okay,
we haven't done it yet, but we're trying. Gotta give us credit for that.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. More things had to be mentioned. Oh, yeah, I remember hearing with the Amy Fisher story.
Yeah?
I mean, that one. Can't believe it. When we heard Alyssa Milano doing it, I was going to die laughing when I heard that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, after listening to it here, and then a couple weeks later hearing it on the news...
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I still think they should have had Andrew Dice Clay.
Do you like Virgin Steel?
What was that?
Virgin Steel.
I don't think either our listeners or the caller can hear you, Kevin.
The band Virgin Steel.
I could barely hear. Let's see.
It's a local Long Island rock band called Virgin Steel, who is related to Buddha Fuko, I think. One of the brothers.
Really? I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
And they were in Newsday. They've getting this whole big publicity thing because of the all those
wow
TV shows.
Do you have anything by them?
But no one has anything by them. They're like this.
Well, they're not
going
to get
them
publicity
thing.
If they don't send anybody anything. You know, you got to do that in order to get your music played.
Well, they're doing the soundtrack to one of those TV show things.
They're doing the soundtrack?
Well, they're going really big because of the whole Amy Fisher thing. It was a Newsday. Don't you read
soundtrack?
Don't you read Newsday?
No, that's another thing. I tried.
Like Bastion of Truth.
Today I tried to buy Newsday. I did. I went everywhere, and nobody has it. Newsday puts out about 5 copies for the whole neighborhood and insists that everybody else subscribe, and then they terrorize you on the telephone and demand that you subscribe, and they won't hang up on you.
Hang up on that.
Did anybody else see this?
The Charlie Brown thing?
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, got it.
Charlie Brown had hair for like 2 days. What was going on? No explanation or anything.
I talked to someone who kind of works at Newsday.
Yeah?
And they're having a little labor and management dispute. So it's a lot of sabotage going around.
That was only a Newsday thing?
That was only a Newsday.
I was suspecting something like that.
There's a couple other attacks, you could say, sabotage.
Well, I noticed that Blondie and Archie switched places a couple of times.
That's not really, you know, that's nothing. There was a couple
always
of
do that.
Secret messages in the sports section.
Really?
That were caught before they went out. Kind
oh,
of
okay.
Rude.
Anything else that went out? How could they not catch Charlie Brown with
hair, with a mohawk?
Hair going down to his to his ankles, practically. Well, I don't, has that been reported anyplace?
Yeah, it was on News 12.
It was.
But not the part about the management and labor.
Well, what did News 12 say about it, then?
Just some merry prankster
Really? They did 2 days, at least 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
No attraction or anything like that.
No.
Boy, it's now that makes it more exciting to read the paper. And then you wonder if they're sabotaging the news as well. Like maybe, you know, maybe things aren't really happening overseas, you know? Maybe the data's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, caller?
I don't know. How about start another teleconference?
I can put you on hold here, and you can maybe be joined later. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott from where?
Smithtown.
Scott from Smithtown. You sure you don't want to join Jimmy from Bayshore, Jim from Smithtown, and Mike from I Can't Say on the other line?
No, I don't want to start that one again. But if Samantha calls, put him on with them. Put her on with them.
Well, I have to put Samantha on with whoever she wants to be put on with.
Oh, that's good.
It's always the choice of the people calling. And we hope they don't get filled up either, so
cool.
Gotta be careful with that. Okay, we'll go on to the next call then and put you on hold here.
Pick up the hotline.
Well, he says it's not really the hotline.
Oh, yeah.
Jump into the hotline. Good morning.
Yeah, Eric, why don't you put this, your show on a delay so you won't have to hear curses?
Because if I put it on delay, I'll be on later, and I want to get this over with.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah. What kind of fabric softener do you use?
Fabric softener. What kind of fabric softener do I use? I don't know. Maybe I don't even use a fabric softener.
I've asked that question to many people, and they don't know. They don't even look at the brands.
Well, I have a laundry service that comes, takes my clothes and washes and brings them back. I'm sorry?
How long is your hair?
I have a hair service, too, that comes and does that.
I heard you have pretty long hair.
Well, it depends, you know. Sometimes I like it long, sometimes I don't like it long. It depends on my mood.
You look like a girl, though.
Well, sometimes I like to look like a girl, sometimes I don't like to look like it, you know.
How many different times have you been on television?
Well, sometimes, you know, I don't want to answer this question. Where's the Spanish Inquisition here? Good morning.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hi.
What's
how
up?
Are you?
I don't know. I'm being beleaguered here by these people.
Oh, well, remember I called last time and I told you that I was recovering drunk?
Yeah, what was your name again?
What? Herman.
You were Herman. That's right. I do remember that.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to remember, but I do remember you calling Herman.
And I got teased by my relatives. I didn't know what to do because New Year's were coming up.
And you were how old?
What?
How old were you?
20.
20, right, yeah. 20-year-old Herman. Okay, yes, I remember it all now, crystal clear.
Okay, I'll tell you how it went. It didn't go good at all.
No?
But I go out there, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm in my relative's basement. I go there, travel an hour. And I'm in their basement, I'm having a good time, and, you know, I'm realizing that no one brought it up.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's being nice to me, and all of a sudden, you know, they wheel out, like, this big tub, like a bathtub, but you know the bathtub that's on wheels?
Yeah, bathtubs on wheels.
You know that?
The kind you use for races down hills. Yeah.
You know, like the old fashion ones.
Yeah, why
well,
did
they wheel them down, and it's, like, filled with champagne, beer, etc.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I turned red, and I didn't know. I thought it was water or something, and they were going to have apple bobs or something. And, you know, I look over to it, and they go, Herman, hurry up. Come here. Look at the bottom. And they proceed to push me in. I fall in. I hit my head really hard. I'm in the tub of alcohol beverages, and, you know, I turn red, and they lift the tub so, like, I can't get out. You know, they lift it real high.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really embarrassed. So I'm packed with all this liquor. The smell is terrible. And then, like, one of them, my cousin Jerry, he calls the police and said that he heard a noise and he wanted it to be checked out. So I stink of alcohol. The police comes down in the basement and they smell me. They said I smelled heavily of alcohol.
Well,
so
being
I spent
dipped
the
into a tub would do that, wouldn't it?
So while they were counting down, you know, 10, 9, I was in a police car and I had to tell him so I didn't get to count down at all. I mean, I had to tell him the joke, and my grandfather told the policeman that it was his idea and, you know, to let me go. So I got let go, but when I got here, it was already 93, and I was very humiliated.
Well, this won't be a New Year's you'll forget, you know?
You know?
A lot of people complain that they forget New Year's. And
I had to get a stitch on my head.
Really?
Because I hit my head so hard.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it took me... They also threw, like, cans, beer cans in there with labels. And, you know, the thought of them saying things to me gave me shivers. They were like, Herman, Herman, look, remember this label? And they were sticking labels of Budweiser all over me.
Uh-huh.
And hit me on the head with a wine bottle, you know.
Boy, your relatives sound like a lot of fun.
And, you know, they made fun of my last name because my last name is Sherman. And they were going, Herman, Sherman,
but,
Herman, Sherman.
But isn't your last name their last name, too?
No.
These are your relatives, right?
Yeah.
Well,
they're on my mother's side.
Oh, I see.
So, but my father's side, I mean, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
They don't make fun of my last name, but, well, and anyway, yeah, they do, because their name isn't Herman. And you know it rhymes, you know, Herman, Sherman.
Right. It does rhyme now that you mention it. I hadn't thought of that before, but...
That's why they made fun of it.
Well, now, I mean, I wouldn't worry too much, because after all, the holidays are over now, and, do you go to school?
What?
Do you
no.
To, you don't? Okay, well, then you don't have to worry about that coming up. Just whatever it is that you do during normal days is coming up now.
When I work in, I hate to say it, but I do work in, you know, the beer factories.
You work in the beer factory?
Yeah.
Is that a wise place for a recovering alcoholic to work?
I know. Well, I worked there when
it doesn't
I was...
Sound, it doesn't sound like the best idea, you know?
Time, I know. I'm trying to get in... Because I didn't want to go into it, but that was the only job open.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Where'd you get that cookie?
What cookie?
You have this big cookie in your... I mean, this thing is bigger than your head.
Hey, where'd you get this? Give me some cookies.
Well, it's homemade.
No, it's good, though.
You don't expect to stay in this room now, do you, with that thing in your hand?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I'm turning down your microphone.
It's one of those Petridge Farm.
Your microphone's going to stay off until you bring me one.
It's one of
my long hair.
You can't say Pepperidge Farm of the air.
Why not?
You can't. It does look homemade, though, I'll say that.
It's very good.
Listen to me. I'm in a crisis here.
Yeah, she's in a crisis. I mean, he's in a crisis. I'm sorry. I get that. What?
She. I'm not a she.
You're
I
not...
have the proof.
Right. Well, yeah, I imagine you do.
You know,
seriously,
they made
I want
fun of my long hair. They said I look like a Cher.
Yes, but you can help find out if it's...
Right behind him.
What, this character here?
Yep.
He doesn't seem to know I'm here.
Does he have long hair?
He has long hair, too.
I want one of those. Is that possible?
It can be arranged.
It can be arranged. Okay.
These are all good, though.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you have 44 extra minutes of your show, which comes on after me, if you... Yes, I'm sorry. We're having a bit of a crisis here at the radio station.
What's her name again?
When people bring food in here, it always gets like this. It's a him.
Not a him.
A Herman Sherman.
Oh, Sherman.
I got it right, didn't I?
Sherman?
Sherman.
What's your middle name?
I don't have a middle name.
You're lucky.
Yeah, well, I hate middle names.
It could only be... It only make matters worse. But, well, you know, I think you're over the rough part right now, and things will get more normal.
You know, and they also... And when I came home, because I had a temper, and they were like... Herman, cool as a tick, you know? So I come home, and my house is toilet papered.
Oh, really?
And my reindeer is stolen, too. Remember I said my Santa Claus was stolen while my reindeer was stolen?
Now, is that a cookie or is that a cookie?
That's, now I got a real cookie in my hands. Of course, this is going to make my throat all dried out because I have nothing to drink, but...
Rude!
Never mind that. Well, you know...
Real macadamia in there, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
These are my favorites, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like Sausalito, too.
Those are nice, but you have to trouble choosing
them. What do you think of my crisis?
Well, it gets more interesting every week. And one wonders what the crisis
of
next week
will be.
Around
the holidays, it gets bad.
Uh-huh. But the holidays are over, you see. Oh, yeah, you got Martin Luther King Day coming up, but...
That's always a downer.
Yeah, but you know, that's...
Oh, God, Martin Luther King, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that's
but once...
a terrible day.
Once you get over New Year's and Christmas,
that's the
you
holiday,
sort of
but,
hit
I
that
mean,
one running.
They paint me black.
Oh, no, that's not nice. They shouldn't do that. It seems to me like you're drawn to nasty people. You know, people that like to abuse you.
Yes, that's true.
It does
verbally
seem that way.
And physical.
Yes, this is not, you know, this is my amateur opinion here, but it would appear that way.
I mean, last Martin Luther King, they said I was a wannabe and, you know, all of that, and they took water paint They put a wig on me of dreadlocks and painted me with black
water.
When is
Martin Luther King Day?
January 15th.
Are you on that day? Is that a Saturday?
Is that a Saturday? Wait, there's no calendar anymore.
Because you could call up...
The calendar ran out. There's no calendar. Wait, it's a little calendar.
Wait, they left a note.
January 15th is a Friday, so I don't know.
Yeah, I could call Clan Watch on that, on Martin Luther King Day, see what they have to say.
I don't think I want to call Clan Watch on that day.
I mean the Clan itself, not the Clan hotline.
Yeah. If anybody wants that number, I guess I can give it to them, but I'm not going to give it out over the air. I'll have to ask personally.
Oh. Could I be on teleconference?
Which one do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the one with Jimmy from Bayshore, Jim from Smithtown, and Mike from I Can't Say, or do you want to be on the one with Scott from Smithtown? You have a choice here. Herman?
I
have to think fast. This is radio.
All right, number two.
Well, I didn't assign numbers to them, but I assume you mean Scott from Smithtown, right?
No.
No.
No, Mike from I Can't Say.
Okay, that's number one. Jimmy from Bayshore, Jim from Smithtown, and Mike from I Can't Say will be joined by Herman from where?
What?
Where are you from?
Yapank.
Yapank. A lot of your problems could stem from the silly name of the place you live. It is a silly name. You realize that, right?
Ha, ha, ha. Everything's silly in my life.
Yeah, but Yapank. I mean, come on. Yapank. I mean, nobody can really say that. You know about the musical Yip Yip Yapank?
What?
Do you know about that musical? It's called Yip Yip Yapank.
Yip Yip Yapank. Yapank.
I'm not kidding. It exists. And I think... Okay.
Am I being sent on an errand?
Yes. I'm about to send Kevin on an errand, and he's going to find... They're right out there. There's these special records.
They have the classical section?
Yeah, and they're called those. That's what they're called.
I don't want to be on the one with Samantha.
She's not on any of them.
And what am I looking for? Yip, yip, yap,
hang? Because I don't...
Just bring them all in here.
They're
white records. Just bring them all in here.
Thank God, they're white records.
Yeah. All right, we're going to put you on with... Well, he took the piece of paper with all the information on it, too. But
and I don't want the one with... I want Mike from... I can't say. I don't want the one...
Well, I don't remember how any of them talk, actually. But hold on, and I'll connect you.
Mike from nowhere.
Okay, hold on. All right. Are you guys still there?
Yo, what's this girl saying?
No, this is Herman. Herman is not a girl. At least that's what Herman says. Herman has many interesting stories, and you will be joined by Herman. So please hold on while we get Herman. Okay.
I say something? I gotta say something.
Who's this? Identify yourself first.
Michael.
Michael from... You can't say.
Yeah, can't say.
Yeah. Well, come on, Michael. Say it.
Forget it.
Okay, let's get another person here. Herman, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, hold on.
He was out, Ron.
All right. Okay, they're all together there, and they're going to chat away. Now, Scott, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're still waiting patiently. Well, I think somebody will join you real soon.
Realize something.
The other conference is doing quite well, but it's going to be full soon.
Wait, I just realized something.
Oh, God, there's a lot of records here.
There's more.
Oh, you know what? I think the one you gave me, the very first one, first song on the very first record you gave me is the song I was looking for.
Wait. That Klan demonstration in Austin, Texas on the 15th.
Yeah. Some yip yip yapping. That's very good, Kevin. Huh. The very first one. Very first song.
Are you going to play it?
Take all these back.
No, you should. You should play it and then enjoy your cookie.
Yeah, I think
that's something you have to enjoy all at once. You can't nibble in between callers.
Scott, finish what you were saying.
The demonstration going on in Austin, Texas is on Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, is that that's probably true?
That's what you were reading.
That's what they were saying. Yes, that's an interesting bit of news, and we're going to have to find out what happens there. I'm sure it'll be national publicity.
Cool.
Okay. You hold on. We'll get somebody to join you.
Okay.
I remain patient. Everybody else, the phone number is 632-6901 or 632-6500. Program is Brain Damage during teleconferencing. But right now, we're going to play a selection from... Because we can do this. Because we can just talk about something and instantly put it on. It's called Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning from... What's so funny about that? I don't think that's very funny at all.
It's my life.
Copyright 1918. From Yip Yip Yapank, Irving Berlin. Actually, no, this was recorded in 1942, July 28th. It was written in 1918.
By Irving Berlin?
It was written by Irving Berlin in 1918 and sung by Irving Berlin in 1942. What do you think of that?
I hate to get up in the morning.
He said 24 years after he wrote it, he sang it. Irving Berlin vocal, Milton Rosenstock conducting with male chorus. And it was recorded July 28, 1942 in New York with the bugle notes of Reveille. How do you say that word?
Reveille? Reveille.
R-E-V-E-I-L-L-E.
Yeah, Reveille.
Reveille.
Wake-up call.
With the bugle notes of Reveille for his motif, and inspired by his hatred of getting up early in the morning, Berlin wrote and performed this song when he was a soldier in World War I and reprised it in World War II as in a second soldier show, This is the Army.
Oh, only if there was a World War III.
Yeah, really. Well, it's our bad luck, I guess.
Uh-huh.
No soldier could fail to respond to the last lines of his chorus. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed. According to Friedland, the show was supposed to have lasted for 8 performances. At the end of 6 weeks, the press was still running advertisements for Yip Yip Yapank, Sergeant Irving Berlin, and his boys. The Army had wanted $35,000. Sergeant Berlin presented them with a check for $85,000. Without any more ado, from Yip Yip Yapank, Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning.
And now we recreate a very special scene for This is the Army. Let us go back 24.
You're playing those 45s again, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's go back to 33, the normal speed. Sorry about that, folks.
And now we recreate a very special scene for This is the Army. Let us go back 25 years to the Century Theater in New York, where another all-soldier show, Yip Yip Yap Bank, is playing. The curtain is going up on the second act. The scene... a barracks at Camp Upton on Long Island.
Okay, you guys, it's 9:30. Time for lights out.
Oh, Sarge, leave the lights on a few minutes longer, will you? I got to find out who wins the girl on this magazine I'm reading.
Maybe you'd like me to get your special bed lamp. Go to sleep, you mug.
Night I ever spent.
All right, you guys, up and at 'em. Hit the deck. Outside for roll call.
Wait till I get out of this army. I'll show that bum.
We're gonna bust that bugle some morning. Do it.
Yeah.
Jarislow.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Reeves.
Go.
Diamond.
Go.
Berlin. Berlin. Where is that guy?
He said he was tired, Sergeant, and if you wanted him for anything, you could find him in the barracks.
Oh, he did he? Let me at him. Come on, sleeping beauty. You gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. I've been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to say... Very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the heart is so warm, it's to hear the bugle call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugle.
And then I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up.
And spend the rest of my life in bed.
Yeah, that's music for you. What do you think?
I liked it.
It's music when music was music. And you mentioned during the song that he must have had a rough time with a name like Berlin during both World War One and World War Two. I mean, that's bad luck.
just World War Two, because it wasn't called Berlin before then.
It wasn't called Berlin? Of course it was. Wait, what are you trying to...
Unicorn Riot.
You know, that's not going to work here, Kevin. He can't rewrite history. That's not this department. That's Silverman Production.
Oh, sorry. That was Constantinople.
Yeah. Lots of places have changed their name. Ceylon is now Sri Lanka. Persia is now Iran.
Mm-hmm.
What was Iraq?
That was the one before that, right?
Yeah, it was Iraq.
Yeah.
It was,
well, let me just put this away.
It was something else. Oh, never mind. It's not important. Lots of places change their names. That's the lesson here. Right?
Righto.
But we're still WUSB in Stony Brook, and the program is still Brain Damage, at least for another half hour or so. And then we're out of here. Well, the police have traced the call of that missing girl to a payphone. You know, I was watching this thing unfold, and I can't believe that it took them a week to trace a phone call. You know, all they had to do... We're talking about the girl who left a message on an answering machine saying she'd been kidnapped. All they had to do was dial *69. You know, dial *69, and that will ring the phone that just called you. And it would have been a fairly trivial thing to find out what the phone number was. And the information is there in the phone company. It shouldn't take a week for them to find out who
would
called
it be
this number.
*57, right?
*57 sends out a trace, but the phone company is so sleazy that they charge you for that now.
Hmm.
They charge you $1.50... to trace a call.
Only if you've done it three times.
Right? If you're kidnapped, there's like a special surcharge for that, I'm sure. So, of course, people want to save money wherever they can. In any event, the Suffolk County Police are continuing their search for the 10-year-old Mastic girl missing since Monday, checking telephone records of her friends and relatives and tracing to a payphone a frantic call she apparently made after she disappeared. In the call made to the answering machine of the godmother of the child, a voice the police say was Katie's left a screaming, hysterical message that she had been kidnapped by a man with a knife. Officer Sal Yavino of the Suffolk County Police said that learning the call came from a payphone near the arcade where she was last seen only made an already tangled case more complicated. Because the call did not come from a place where Katie could have been easily confined, it could mean her abduction was a hoax. Or, he said, it could mean she was trying to escape, stop the call for help, and was apprehended. Well, the police have given the tape of the call to a Federal Bureau of Investigation laboratory for analysis. On Thursday, police searched the home of John Esposito, the family friend who took Katie to the video arcade where she was last seen. One of his lawyers said the police removed the video game, the manual for a tape recorder, and two stains found in the house. I don't know how you remove a stain, but they did that. I guess maybe they were just being nice.
They could come over to my house and
clean up a little bit.
Last party.
He did not know where these stains were from. The police said the stains were also sent to the FBI lab. That's pretty much it as far as that goes. But, you know, if somebody leaves a message on your answering machine, it's pretty easy to tell. If you got the ear for it, it's pretty easy to tell if it's a real recording or if somebody holding a tape recorder up to it and playing it. Especially from a payphone.
From a payphone,
yeah. Yeah, so, I don't know. These people got to move a little faster. I mean, you can find out the information where the call is from in a matter of seconds. It really can. It's not that hard. It took them a week.
It was the holidays. Slows things
down.
Yeah,
holiday. That must have been it, of course. Everybody's out having fun. All right, we got two teleconferences going on. We got Jim, Mike, and Herman on one. We got Scott on the other. Scott's having fun by himself on that teleconference, so, hopefully things will improve. We'll see. Good morning. Oops.
Hey.
How you doing?
I've been calling for like a half hour. Thank you for finally picking up.
Well, it's okay. It's our job.
Oh, well, I have to ask you something.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I want you to say something for me.
Okay.
Okay. You know the white things that chickens lay? Say it.
Wait, just say that one more time?
The white things that chicken lays. That a chicken lays.
White things a chicken lays.
Chickens lay.
No, they don't.
No, say it. What is it called?
Wait,
scrambled.
I think I know what you're talking about. Now, chickens, first of all, so we have our definitions correct.
The
fowl, they don't fly.
It's not a joke or anything. I just want to hear you say it.
But I want to make sure. I don't want to make a fool of myself. I want to make sure I know what you're talking about. Chickens, the things that, you know, go cluck, cluck and all that, and that roosters have an interest in, right?
Yeah.
They're on farms and things like that?
Right.
Okay. Should I do this, Kevin? Should I say what it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you want the plural or the singular?
I don't care.
Okay. You must be talking about eggs.
Yes. Okay. Holy cow.
Wow.
All right. Well, okay.
Now we're at the Kyles.
No, because you got to listen.
All right.
All right. All right.
I did get it right, okay. Though, right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
See, all my... Ow. Ow.
You all right?
Never mind.
Are they trying to silence you now that you've gotten this bit of information out?
No, see, my brothers are bothering me.
Ah.
Anyway.
There's a conspiracy, you know.
No, because, okay, I'm Christine, and for everyone who's listening there, wherever, who knows
me... Are you
me,
the same? Are you the same Christine?
What do you mean?
You know, the same Christine.
The same?
You know it's what I'm talking about. Are you that Christine?
That Christine from what?
You know, the Christine, you know, the Christine from, you know, that...
Oh, that quote?
Yeah,
and you put Jim Morrison thing for me?
No.
Wait, no, that was the other guy.
Yeah, that was the other guy. Yeah,
that party's still going on?
I can't say it over the air, but never mind. Continue with what you were saying. You must be a different one.
All right.
Yeah.
See, everyone who knows me knows that I always say egg, and they always make fun of me because I say egg instead of egg.
You're from Iowa.
No, I'm not.
Idaho?
No.
Illinois.
I'm from
it's
Maryland.
One of those states that begins with an I.
They're all my life.
Indiana.
No. That's always just how I said it. I just want to prove to everyone that I'm not the only one who says egg.
India?
What?
Oh, it's not a state, is it? I'm sorry.
No, but I just had to prove that to everyone because I heard you say it. I'm like, I got a call.
Wait, you mean I said it the same way you say it?
Yeah.
How did I say it?
You say egg.
I didn't say that, did I?
I will have to
didn't
play
sound
the
like
back.
That. Ooh.
Say leg.
What?
Say leg.
Leg.
You say it the same way too, say?
I do?
So that's
yeah.
So
see, I say leg and egg and.
How do other people say it?
Leg.
That's what I thought I said. That's what came out of my mouth. Maybe it didn't sound that way, but...
Oh, whatever. I know
telephone.
I heard you say it. That's all that matters.
Well, all right, but what does this prove?
It just proves that I'm not the only one who says it.
Okay, but what does that prove? I mean, why do people say it differently?
I don't know. Well, I guess it's the way they're raised.
Well,
I don't know.
Those other people that say it a different way, what do they say to you? They say it means what?
Nothing. They just say I talk weird because I say, like, tomato and potato.
You mean with an A at the end?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I talk weird. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, some people talk strange. Some people talk weird.
I don't know.
Some people talk funny.
Anyway. But
anyway?
I wasn't want to call... You know Jim, who's on the other line?
Jim or Jimmy?
Jim.
Jim, the guy from Smithtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
I went to his New Year's Eve party.
You did?
Yeah. It was a really good party.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a good party.
Well, that's good.
It was cool. You should have went. I don't know who you are, but you should have went.
I don't know who I am?
It was a good party. Good time. Anyway, I found out something during my vacation. Holy cow.
Okay. Can you tell us what it is?
What, you want to hear it?
Well, since you've promoted it like this, I think maybe the public has the right to know.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, this is what I wanted to say. See, I realize, do you realize what power a girl has?
Well, it's been brought to my attention a couple of times that, you know, there's certain powerful things that girls can do.
I knew the things that I could do that I was capable of.
Uh-huh.
But I realized how to use them in the right way. That's what I discovered over my vacation. I had such a, like, I don't know, an educational vacation, I guess.
Okay.
No, because, like, oh, my God. Like, girls have so much power over men. Men are so weak.
Uh-huh.
They are so weak, and... Girls can intimidate them so easily.
Uh-huh.
And I never realized it before. And
Kevin is slinking into a corner. What's wrong with you?
I'm intimidated. I'll just slink over here.
All right, well, forget him, but I'm still with you here. So are you going to give us any specific examples, or are you just going to give us this
warning?
I don't
want to, like,
talk about
my private life or anything.
All right, but, I mean, you could speak in a hypothetical sense or in third-person sense.
Okay, I guess.
All
I don't
know. That's fine, if you can do that. And then, you know, if you're talking about yourself, just say you're talking about somebody else.
Okay.
Then nobody will ever know.
Only that you just said it, you know. But
well, no, I could be talking about somebody else.
Okay. Well, you see, there's this girl that I know.
Uh-huh. Okay, see, I'm with you.
What?
I'm with you.
What?
I'm with you, too. I mean, there's
okay.
This girl you know, yes.
You were with
her?
So
there's this girl
that
I know, and see, this guy asked her to do something, and she didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh, like take out the trash or something like that.
No, something else. And she didn't want to do it.
Well, we'll just say take out the trash as a euphemism.
Okay, yeah, he wanted her to take out the trash.
Okay, take out the trash, yes.
And she said no. And he actually was begging.
uh-huh. or to take out the trash.
Well, you know, that's because nobody likes to take out the trash.
Well,
I guess
that, he was so
I guess that euphemism kind of breaks down there, doesn't it?
He had the best time. It was so cool.
Wait,
I can't explain it.
What did she do? She what?
What?
What did she do?
What?
You said she had the best time, but what did she do to have the best time?
She had him beg.
Uh-huh. Okay, but how long did he beg for?
He just kept begging.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. And then she went home.
How did he beg? Huh? What form did the begging take?
Like, almost on his knees.
Wow.
Almost on his knees?
Yeah.
Wow, a little role reversal there, huh?
There's never a role.
That's a sexist thing to say, I must say.
What are you talking about?
Why can't girls?
Yeah, but you're saying the norm is for it to be in a certain way or something.
Well, men should
like that.
Beg for everything.
Men should beg for everything?
Mm-hmm.
See? That's a sexist
thing. Well, I guess that is kind of sexist when you think of it that way.
Well, I guess I could be sexist, but that's because I've grown up with sexist men.
Yeah?
My dad's a sexist. My brothers are.
Uh-huh.
You know? So I just rebel against them and pick them off.
Well, now, is this the only... thing your friend learned, or?
No, she learned some other things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me think of a way to put this. A nice, friendly way to put this, anyway.
Yeah, friendly. We're a friendly show here.
Yeah.
We're all family.
We'll be very wholesome.
We try to be.
Let's see. Okay.
Do you know how to play the flute?
This girl, my friend.
Uh-huh. Same friend? Same friend or a different friend?
No, the same friend.
Same friend, okay.
Okay. She got this guy to build a building for her.
To build a building?
Yeah, and she didn't even ask for it.
What kind of a building? That's a bit much, I think.
A big building.
A big, like a real building, like a house?
Yeah.
This friend of yours got somebody to build her a house. Just any place she wanted, or does she own the land, or what? I mean, we're getting a bit crazy here. How do you get someone to build a house?
Oh, I'm putting this metaphorically. You get what I'm saying.
Oh, it's a metaphor. Okay, all right. I didn't realize that. Okay, she got this guy to build a house. Okay, got it.
Okay, you got it now?
No
any other way to put it but that.
I'll explain it to you after the show, Kevin. He doesn't understand yet, but okay, go ahead. I'm with you.
Does he not get it?
Well, don't worry about him.
Yeah, but that's a different story.
It'll click in for a little while.
Is he the Kevin who was at Jim's party? Or no?
Better not have been, because he didn't invite me.
He didn't invite him.
Oh, okay, then I guess that was a different Kevin.
Must have been.
I guess you're a different Kevin than that Kevin. That probably just confused you all. But anyway.
I'm confused. All right, so she got him to build a house.
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I got it.
Hold on a second. Dad, I'm on the radio.
I got it,
Dad. Thank you.
Makes sense now.
This is important.
kind of like making a pup.
That was funny.
Okay, so he built the house for her, and then what? Did she live inside the house?
No, but...
Did she destroy the house?
With
it. Did she what?
Put it to use.
She put the house to good use?
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure on this metaphor here, actually.
I got it, though.
You do have it. Maybe I'll ask you after the show what it means. Okay. Is there anything else?
You could say she had a firm grip on the situation.
Yeah, perhaps.
Anyway.
Anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Well, there's something I wanted to ask.
All right.
Will you play the Jim Morrison thing for me?
Well, you see, we're not a music show, but the show after us, which goes on in 18 minutes, is.
What is this?
Okay.
Yeah, so we can ask them.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Do you want to be on a teleconference?
Yeah, I want to be. I've never been on one before.
Which one do you want to be on?
Well, I feel sorry for the guy that's all by himself, you know?
Uh-huh.
All that. But can you change me after a while?
Well, you can call back.
Oh, God.
I'm going to put you on with him because,
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. He's
yeah,
so lonely.
I think he's still there. Hold on. I'll see if he's still there.
Now I feel sorry for him.
Scott, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got Christine, was it?
Get up here.
Sure.
Thank you. You want to talk to Christine?
Yeah.
All right. Christine did not say where she was. So hold on a second. Christine, we have to ask you where you're from.
Oh.
For our accounting purposes.
Oh, East Setauket.
East?
East.
Setauket. Okay.
Lovely area.
Do you know the zip code they used to talk? It used to be 11785.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd they change it?
Because...
You know,
I don't have the slightest idea.
Okay, well, neither do I, so...
Actually, you know what? East Setauket was 11733, so Setauket was 11785. If you look in your yellow pages where I list the zip codes, you'll see that they go in alphabetical order and numerical order at the same time. And that there's a gap now. 11784 is Selden. And the next thing after Selden alphabetically is Setauket, which is 11785. I'm sure 11786 is something beginning with S as well. It's a marvelous system that nobody understands.
You're really smart.
Well, you know, I get smart by reading.
There's people making out in that studio?
Yes, there are too.
Well, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, you go stop it.
If the FCC came in here, we'd be in a lot of trouble for that.
Look, okay. He's making a house.
They're making houses in there? I can't do that. Hold on, I'm going to connect you to Scott.
Okay.
Hold on. All right, Scott, here comes Christine. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, what's going on here? Scott, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, we had a transporter error. You okay? You in one piece? Sure.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me try doing this again. Okay, are the two of you together?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, oh, they're going to have a nice conversation, and we're going to move on. Good morning.
Yeah, it's me again.
I don't know who you are.
First caller.
You're the first caller.
Yeah, as soon as I hung up, I tried the 6500 number.
Oh, yeah. It was busy already, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's fast. Okay, what's your name?
Matt. And I'm from Corham, and I'd like to go on the first one.
Matt from Corham. Let's see if I can raise those people. Hold on a moment. Where did I put them? They're over here, I think. Is everybody still here?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Okay.
What's up, man?
I think the force of that person's voice somehow knocked off all the calls. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, they're gone. They're gone. They're all gone.
Because of that peak volume thing?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Don't shout, people. Don't shout into the phone. These are weak phones here. They're not real phones. They're weak. How are we going to break this to Matt? Matt?
Yeah, I know.
We had an accident.
Yeah, I'd just like to say something.
It's like the space shuttle blowing up. I'm afraid they're all gone.
Let's say something first.
Yeah.
What Kevin was talking about, the Virgin Steel?
That was me.
Yes.
Yes. The manager of the group is Joey Badafuca's brother.
I was half right.
Yeah, and they're doing the soundtrack or whatever for the CBS version.
That's kind of incredible when you think of it. I mean, I'm sure that wasn't a coincidence.
Yeah.
Right? That's just kind of, only in America can something like that happen.
Well, he's also Italian, so.
What does that mean?
That means a lot.
They stick together like family, you know?
They stick together like family. I won't pursue that.
I was trying to get my kid brother to blow someone's head off so I can get my band going somewhere.
You have to wonder. There's probably like people thinking right now that that's the way to get ahead in the world.
Get ahead in the world.
I didn't mean that any other way. All right, Matt, we're going to connect you with Scott and Christine as a consolation.
Matt, I don't want to.
You don't want to?
No, I'll stick by myself and...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much time. We only have 13 minutes.
Well, I'll stick by myself.
And... All right, stick by yourself, but you might be a lone wolf. We'll see. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Okay, how are you?
Let me talk about the Charlie Brown thing.
Yeah, the Charlie Brown hair incident.
Yeah, we'll have Sunday's Tomorrow's Comics, and he's got hair again.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
He has hair tomorrow in a Sunday paper?
Yeah.
This is getting serious now.
It's Sunday Newsday?
And he's got hair coming down the back. And then his hat falls off, he's got all hair.
You know, wait a minute, his hat falls off?
Yeah, well, you push down the hill, bro, Lucy.
Oh, boy.
Fine.
Wow, this is one to save. No, I'm going to have to get up early to get to the store because we're going to sell out. It's Newsday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you manage to get a preview copy of this?
I brought the paper out, so he gets the stuff early.
Really? Boy, these are troubled times we live in, aren't they?
Yes.
But Charlie Brown's head is not even sacred. Boy. Are you shaken up by this?
I'm extremely shaken up.
Yeah, I would be too. But, you know, it's not necessarily a reflection on society. I think it's just a reflection of a few sick minds out there.
Well,
you know? And you can't judge society by these bad apples, by this rotten fruit.
But what's this life causing to the attorney? What's it doing?
What's it doing?
What's the big deal about it? I don't understand. Why are they doing this again?
Well, I don't understand how terrorists work, actually.
It's not a terrorist, it's a sabotage thing.
Oh, it's from inside. They're very closely related. I mean, maybe one day you're putting hair on Charlie Brown's bald head, and the next day you're blowing up 747s. I don't really see much of a difference, to be honest. It's something...
There's distinct
it's
definition.
Aimed at middle America to disrupt our lives.
You know what this is by? I know who it's by. The people who produce the hair in a can stuff?
Hair in a can?
You never saw that?
No.
You never saw hair in a can?
No.
You spray it on your head and then you got hair?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
See?
You have to order it.
You think I'm lying. Now you get little, you get little kids hooked on it through Charlie Brown.
Uh-huh.
Then they're going to all be ordering it.
Now, Charles Schulz is going to be pretty steamed at Newsday, I can tell you that.
Why? He uses his cartoon characters for, like, you know...
Metropolitan Life, yeah, but they don't have hair. They don't have hair. They don't.
Well, now they do.
He doesn't put... No, hair is something that you... You just don't...
Charlie Brown is a famous bald character, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Now he's got hair, so all they have to do is say that he used that hair in a can prop. And he's got $1 million market going there.
All right. And Christine?
Yeah?
And Scott? Okay, you're all together. Now I'm going to go and fetch Matt. Matt, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hang on. All right, Matt has now joined you, too.
Thank you.
All right. They are all together. They are chatting happily. Let's go over here now. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Eric?
Yes?
Hey. First of all, that guy Herman, do you really believe that person is a man?
Well, I don't think that's up to me to decide. I think that's up to our Father in Heaven.
Well, I think that's, I mean, it could be a 20-year-old with a high voice. Like, I mean, is he 20 years old, you say?
Well, I mean, you know, maybe you're 5.
No, you anyway, okay,
it's possible.
Right, so,
I won't argue with you if you say you are.
All right, so, actually, it's all art, right?
It's more noise than art, but...
It's all imagination, illusion, right? No, it's all illusion.
Well, who's to say, really?
So, the one I said about Christine's comment that she was raised by sexist men, her brother, her father, so therefore it's okay for her to be sexist. Two wrongs don't make a right. Does it, Christine? She's listening. And I'll bet you go to her that conference line if I can.
Okay, but three wrongs do. You're aware of that. You are aware of that, aren't
two
you?
Two wrongs do make a right.
Yeah.
Well, but two wrongs
don't. If I add you, you'll be the fourth person, maybe the fifth person on there.
Okay.
So, I'm sure there'll be three wrongs coming out of that. So, hold on. And we'll see if we can add one more person over there.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Wait, what were they? I forgot to ask who he was. Who are you, by the way?
Jeff.
You're Jeff from where?
Selden.
From where?
Selden.
Selden, okay. So talk its former neighbor. Hold on. While we find them, and then we'll join together, all these friendly people.
How long does this conference go on after your show?
Until they all hang up.
Really?
Okay, everybody's together now. Enjoy yourselves. I didn't announce his presence, so he's going to have to introduce himself. Okay. Where do we go now? Let's go over here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
All right. One more thing about the Charlie Brown thing.
Yeah.
Have Monday's Newsday.
How could you have Monday's Newsday?
Mondays. Wednesday. Last Wednesday's
Newsday. Oh, last Wednesday. Okay. All right.
On Monday and Tuesday, Charlie had hair. On Wednesday, there's an editor's note that says the appearance of hair on the head of Charlie Brown in the comic strip Peanuts on Monday and Wednesday was
right.
The result of unauthorized altering of the strip.
Really?
The hair was added to the proof copies of the strip.
Really?
That's all it says. No details, nothing about labor unrest.
Huh.
Well, of course Newsday is not going to mention anything about internal.
I got to see that. I was looking for Newsday all day on Wednesday, and I couldn't find it.
You know, well, I guess there's good high demand on Wednesday. You got to get there early.
I think that's probably why it's been selling out, because of this. Do you realize it's probably like a sale? I don't understand why people think they're sabotaging something and they're making it a collector's item. You know?
I don't know. I'm glad I have those these days, if anybody wants to buy them.
I mean, sabotage is when you prevent something from coming out. You know, if you broke the presses, that's sabotage. But if you make something so precious everybody wants one, that's not really sabotage, is it?
Only going to sell more papers.
Yeah. Well, I'll be first online for Sunday Newsday tomorrow, that's for sure.
Well, see. There'll be a big line down there first thing in the morning.
Yeah. It's probably starting right now. I'm sure it's 0 degrees outside, but...
So the other one, was it Kevin said something about some stuff going out on the sports page?
Yeah, Kevin did say something about that. Kevin,
yeah.
Want to explain yourself?
It was a couple of rude comments about some coaches and whatnot in hockey.
Right. Marc Messier.
That's the one.
And, I don't know if I have that one right here where I can look at it, but Hockey News had an item that said that about 100,000 copies did go out with a slur on Marc Messier next to the box score on a Rangers game.
You know, I remember watching on the Mary Tyler Moore Show once where Lou Grant was giving Mary a lecture because she had messed up and somehow this joke in an obituary went out and he had to suspend her. And he said that there was this guy years ago that had worked at the paper all his life and he had fun putting curses in Latin in the box scores. And even though he was only a couple of months away from his pension, they had to let him go because of that. A sobering thought.
That is sobering. Well, this one said...
Terrorism going on in our local newspapers here.
Hockey News said that this one was... they knew what happened. Some sports editor or whoever lays that stuff out had taken his son, who was a notorious Islanders fan, with him to work that night, and his son typed it into the computer, didn't tell him until they were in the car on the way home. By the time Dad could call back to the paper and stop the presses, 100,000 copies were already out the door.
Boy, that's something, isn't it? Wow, that's quite a story. Listen, we're going to try to fit one more call in, so thanks for calling and sharing that with us.
You bet.
All right, take care. And this will be our last call, I think. Good morning.
Hello, Eric. This is Andrew Goldberger right now.
Andrew, how the hell are you?
Pretty good. I was wondering if you can do me two favors.
Two favors?
Yeah.
Two favors.
All right, two favors. I'm not in love with teleconferences or dead animals, but, you know, do me two favors.
Okay, all right.
All right. First, I need some advice for the telephone. As you know, I have my own line, and I need to know if it's a good deal to get that $10 unlimited call thing. Do you think that's worth it?
It depends on your calling habits. Now, what that will get you is a small area, you know, at your exchange and a couple of surrounding exchanges where you can call as much as you want for as long as you want. But it'll cost you, I think, about 10 or 12 bucks a month to have that service. Whereas the other service allows you to have a much wider range, except you pay for every call, but they're not timed. So everything in Western Suffolk you would get for, I think, 10 cents. And then that'll be discounted in evening and night as well.
Right, but right now I'm standing with a phone bill with about 600 local calls in this area. So
600 local calls?
It cost me a ridiculous amount for local calls. So,
in this area, is it the same exchange, the same town that you live in?
Same point, Port Jeff Station, yeah.
You're in Port Jeff Station yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, then it would definitely pay to get that service with $10 a month, yeah.
And I was also going to wonder, I did enjoy what you... we broadcast in the beginning of the show, the Ku Klux Klan. Is there any possibility of you playing something else, like now, or giving some phone numbers out? Because I thought it was extremely interesting how actually right-wing they were. All right,
we'll give the phone number out. It's in Seattle or somewhere in Washington. But we can't call anything else because we've got about 10 seconds left here. I think it's this one. Bear with me. Is that the second favor?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we can satisfy that if we find it. And it's in here somewhere.
They have Metzinger's organization and their phone number for that.
Is there anything else you wanted to share with us while we're frantically searching?
No, that's about it. I just want to say a quick hello to Tara and Heather.
Okay. I was kind of hoping you'd have something else to say because...
Right there, there you go.
And what, I want to say hello to Amy Fisher.
This one?
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, Erica 206-537-2278. All right,
thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. And thanks everybody else that called in and was part of the show tonight. We'll be back again next week, 10 to 12, for brain damage. Thanks, Kevin, for not saying anything too,
What?
Too controversial like you do sometimes.
What, like?
Yeah, like that. Like, thanks for not saying that. All right. There's a surprise up next. I can't say any more. But the man has cookies, that's the important thing.